Celsius that is, whatever that works out to, probably close to the temperature you're living with right now, Kevin. Double it and add 30, so just under 40 degrees, which isn't too bad, but it's very, very blustery. Heard all the weather reports, and it sounds like things are just like upside down, turn around, and crazy right now. So I just want to welcome you to the call. And Barbie Lee, I heard you yesterday try to step out and do a share, so why don't you come on out this morning and start us off with a bang?
Okay, so I don't remember about yesterday, but I have to tell you about what happened last night. So I watched MLMN.
Even though
I was part of the live stream. Yeah, I was going to be excited about the live stream. But I watched the live stream, so myself, another team member, and another person from another company. You know, my team member got the thing, so we invited a bunch of people. And anyway, so at this one point, so we're watching, we decided to watch the MLMN. So last night, I decided to ask my children, who are 15 and 19, the same questions that Richard, I think his name, was asking, Super MLMN was asking. And if anyone hasn't seen Super MLMN, go to YouTube. It's freaking hilarious. So I asked my 15-year-old, have you ever heard of network marketing? She goes, yeah. And I said, how about multi-level? Yeah. I said, can you name any company? She goes, Isagenix. I said, well, of course. Anything else? She goes, there's no other real network marketing companies because they only pay to certain levels, and we pay all the way down. So we're the only real network marketing company, something to that effect. I burst out laughing. I'm like, okay, have you ever heard of a pyramid scheme? And she goes, yes, that's when this really fat guy on the top, and then he makes all the money, and everybody all the way down has to do all this work, and they don't make any money. And I'm laughing at this point, and I'm going, oh, give me an example of a pyramid scheme. She goes, McDonald's. And I go, why is it? She goes, well, maybe it's a non-illegal because they're allowed to do it, but it should be illegal. And anyways, we were laughing so hard, and I was just, it was just this huge reminder that, you know, she kept saying, Mom, I hear everything you say. And she still didn't really know. So after 9 years of listening to everything I say, she still doesn't know. And I laughed so hard, and it was just, and I know you probably don't understand a word I said because I'm so laughing. But it was so funny. And then she decided that McDonald's was a non-illegal pyramid scheme.
Barbie Lee, you know one thing I took away from that is she has heard it for 9 years, but she hasn't applied the knowledge, right? So,
right.
I mean, we can be out there with people that we know for years and think that they understand what we know.
Exactly.
And but then they don't know what they don't know. As Jimmy
right.
Smith says, they don't know what they don't know. That's why they don't have, because to know and not have is to not know.
Yes. And my 19-year-old, who is, well, almost 19 in 40s, who is started the business, right, she came to Celebration, she answered the questions much better. But still, I was quite surprised that she didn't know the actual definition of a pyramid scheme. She's like,
right.
Well, you know, we don't do that. Like, that was how she was able to answer. So it's fascinating. So a good, like you said, reminder that, you know, it's funny what people think. And when you watch MLM, man, it's hilarious what people think. They think they know. And we really, like, I know this weekend was all about the education and letting people really know what we do. Oh, my gosh. It is more crucial than ever, ever.
Absolutely, Barbie Lee. And the other thing that I noted from the weekend is it's not just about, similar to what you're talking about with your children, it's not just about hearing what we do, but it's about applying what we learn.
Yes.
Because as Susan always tells us, wisdom shall be known by her children. You know, with the Network Marketing Pro Recruiting Mastery, Eric Worre actually had us practicing over and over and over and over again the closing script. Why? Because you don't really know it until you do it.
Yes.
So many of us are sitting and we're reading information, we're listening to audio, we're, sitting in rooms of training, but until you're applying the knowledge, it doesn't really become part of your DNA. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Absolutely, right? Sort of like when we were kids. I mean, I'm going back several years, and I know there's a few people on this call that would relate to it, but we practiced our times tables over and over again, and we said them out loud, and we practiced, you know, all of those fundamental skills. We didn't pick up a calculator and rely on it to tell us what 2 times 2 was. We practiced it, and we said it out loud, and we practiced it much other, very much the same as what, you know, epiphany is a gap in what a lot of our training is, you know, great trainers, but not enough of the applied learning and not the accelerated learning skills that are so fundamental forward. I'd love to take some more shares this morning. Who else is out there that would like to share, either from their experience on the weekend at Eric Worre, live streaming or in the room, or just a win or a victory in their business?
Hey, it's Carolyn.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Hey, good morning, beautiful. Well, I got to say, Sue, same as you've been listening to you and Barbara Lee speak, there's a perception, and I recognize that for some of the team members that I invited to go pro, I didn't do a really good job of explaining to them what they were going to experience or what they potentially were going to experience at the event. And what people get is, and you see, it's amazing how we react to that. A lot of people discovered that what we have at Isogenics is incredible training. And there were over 100 network, there were over 8,000 people from 100 different network marketing companies. And what I discovered in speaking with many of them is they have no training from their company, zero training. So they come to these events, you know, to pick up some skill set and some mindset ideas and take back home. I met a couple who came from Lagos, Nigeria. I said, how long did it take you to get here? They said, 24 hours of traveling. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I got to interview a few people along the way, people from Dubai, people from Norway. And why were they coming here? They were coming for both skill-based training and mindset training. But the overview of this entire event is to really cement the idea that our profession, not the industry, people say I'm in the industry of network marketing. Industry is past. That's the former century. We're professionals. And what Eric Worre is sharing throughout the weekend, besides the stories of people who have had failures and triumphs and failures and triumphs again, was to weave in that this is a viable profession. And I had a gal who actually watched it on live, and one of my newbie coaching groups, and she said, you know, what I really got out of that is when I sent the Rise of the Entrepreneur out to people to watch, one person came back with a very negative attitude, and she said, I was able to shake it off because I understand now this is a profession, just like the profession that I'm in, meaning, you know, when she's not doing network marketing. So the overview of this entire three-day weekend is to help elevate that this is a legitimate profession and to arm you with a coat of armor that nobody else could penetrate and to raise up how other people are. So as Susan said, and you know, calling the phrase on stage, the rise of the entrepreneur is going to do for network marketing what the secret did for personal development. So I'm definitely going back next year because I want, and I'm taking a lot of new people with me because I want them to understand the kind of profession that they're in.
What an excellent share, Carolyn. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And you're absolutely right. We have at our access online and local events, like regional events, annual events, training that is bar none to anything else in the profession. And we're just so fortunate, but unfortunately, not everybody gets to experience that because they don't choose to plug in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they see the invitations come out. They look at, you know, they do go into their back office and maybe they watch the videos, but it still is not the same as being in the room with 30, 50, 100, 500, 600, 4,000, 8,000 people where you're experiencing that training together. So it's you know, that's part of the culture in the community that, you know, combined with the training really solidifies our belief, right?
Yeah, and wasn't it cool when Eric was teaching all the different components of, like, the invitation, you know, the follow-up, all of that stuff, and got to partner share it. And it was really, and we all know how to do that, right?
We yeah, we know how to do that, but it was so much more fun learning other people's lingo.
Yeah, and it was really cool because, you know, so we were sitting in the VIP section, Sue and I, and I got to partner share with a couple of annual million-dollar earners. And when I asked the gentleman, I said, okay, well, I'll go first. And he said to me, well, you know, I've been at this a very long time. So he made an assumption that I wouldn't know what to say. And I said, okay, I'll go first. And when I did the invitation, his jaw just dropped. He was like, oh, okay. I said, I guess we know our stuff. Do you want to go now?
Yeah, that was
so
fun.
I learned the lesson. Don't ever assume, you know, that because you're a million-dollar earner, that other people don't know their stuff. And, you know, it's just that's just an indication, again, to me, how superior the training is at Isagenix. So thank you for allowing me to take up so much time.
Thank you, Carolyn. I really appreciate it. And really, this morning is about sharing, because people that have not had an opportunity to do the live streaming or were not at the live event, I think that there's some really, well, I don't think, I know there's some golden nuggets here that I'd love to kind of glean out of the people that were there. So I'd love you to step forward and just share at least one thing that you took away from the weekend that you plan to apply to your skill base or your, contacting or inviting or follow-up flows, something that you took away from the weekend. I'd like to step out.
Hey, Suze, it's Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. Thanks for stepping out there.
Thank you. And one of the things there were so many, but one of the things that really hit me was the power of the text. I mean, when Eric had us all for 40 minutes go through our phones, and you know, as maybe even begrudgingly in some instances, basically invite any and everybody on our phone list. He said, go through the A's, the B's, you know, all the way to the Z's, right? And invite everybody to get together. Not to go talk about Isagenix or he would refer to as your company. Of course, there was no reference of any company there. But he said, just to sit down in front of somebody and get to know them. You know, find out what they've been doing, let them know what you've been doing. And if it comes up, if the opportunity comes up to get them to share the new documentary, great. But if it doesn't, you just, at least you're expanding the relationship. And that's what we're going to do with our team. We're going to sit down with our team and say the same thing. We're going to have this power texting hour. And that's my biggest takeaway, because I know from that simple exercise, I created four appointments, and my doc, who was sitting next to me, created 10, and his wife had 7. So they've got 19 appointments this week off of just going through their phone list and asking people to get together.
That's phenomenal, Kevin. And if I can just elaborate on that a little bit, I was feeling a little bit discouraged. I only had 2 responses right there in the room, but driving home this morning, I had a voicemail, and the voicemail was from a chiropractor that I contacted when I was there on the weekend, and the message just basically said, received your text message, it was to our landline, it's taken me a bit of time to decipher it, if you were calling to book an appointment, here's the number to call, if you're calling just to catch up, here's the number to call, or if you're calling to provide us some information, here's the email. Please just send us, you know. So I thought that was really cool, you know, like you just don't know. And some of the other ones, I know I will receive a response back from, just with the invitation, just to get together and catch up on what's happening in their life. And if the conversation does swing back around to what's happening in my life, great. If not, you know, we're maintaining a long-term relationship with those people, and you just never know where it's going to lead. So thank you for that very, very much, Kevin. I appreciate it. Who else would like to step out? I know there's lots of people. I know that Delisa was there. I know that Maura was there.
Yep.
I know Lewis was
Maura.
There. Hi there.
Hi. I hope you can hear me. It might be a bit wind in the background, but it was just the most powerful weekend, and something also for me was about connecting and educating and understanding. When we connect with people and invite, we should be coming always from the standpoint, and not, again, not of getting, and we've talked about that on this call, but of educating and understanding and connecting from the heart. And then when we had our team call last night, Jeff and I went over the scripts with our team members from the follow-up and closing conversations, the exercise that we did with everybody live at the event. And those questions are so powerful because it really moves forward the action. It really makes you work through your fear and be more direct with people. And it positions you more as a professional. I just loved those questions.
So, Maura, for the people that were not there on the weekend, do you mind just kind of going through that?
So I can list them off.
If you can from memory. I'm sure you can.
Yeah. Well, the first is that after you've shown someone something, and typically, let's say it was experience isogenics, then you would ask the question, you know, what did you like best about that? And, you know, listen carefully for the answer. And then, you know, and it's a conversation, so I'm giving you the questions as the script, but it could be more flow than this, okay? So what did you like best? And then on a scale of, say, 1 to 10, with 1 being not interested, how would you describe your level of interest? Are you ready to get started? And then they're going to give you an answer. And there's no wrong answer unless it's absolutely zero. Anything is good. So you're going to affirm them at that level and say, great. And then what would it take to get you from, say, a 5 to a 10? What's holding you back? And this is, I mean, this is something a lot of people aren't comfortable asking, right? We just kind of keep talking around it instead of going right for it. So we're asking specifically where the barrier is, because that's how then we know what we need to help them with. And then after that, let me think here. Hypothetically, you know, if you were going to generate some income, if you could, you know, have some money part time that would, you know, help with your expenses each month, how much money would it take for this to be worth your while? And it's important that we're asking about part time, because when we say part time, they're not immediately then going through the process of thinking, geez, I have to quit my job and all that, and I can't afford to do that. No, it's just like, what would a bit of extra money look like for you? What would that do? And then the next question is, well, how many hours per week could you devote to that? And then how many months would you be willing to do that in order, you know? And then the last question is, so if I could show you how you could, and then you give their perfect situation. You actually repeat back to them exactly what they said they wanted. So if I could show you how you could generate an extra $2,000 a month working, say, 10 hours a week for the next 6 months, would you be open to getting started? So I'll stop there because this could be a whole call just on training alone.
Absolutely, Maura. That was excellent. And just that skill alone, because I think there's so many people that are very, very gifted at getting people to, because of their influence, are able to get people to look at information. But once they have people look at information, they don't know how to do gathering the decision. They just don't know what script to follow. And as much as, you know, we call it a script, it is. You learn to adapt it based on the person you're with. But it's just a flow of from question to question to question. And most importantly, listening to the answers so that you come back with a question that is going to guide their answer, you know, accordingly, right? And it might take those 4 to 6 follow-ups for somebody. That's key. I mean, I go back to when Christine invited me along on this journey. If she had asked more questions, I would have been along much sooner than what I was. Instead, it was her agenda based on her experience, and she knew that she wanted me to be part of her team because I do, you know, because I have a circle of influence. But unfortunately, the questions weren't asked. And, you know, I think that was a huge learning for me, even on the weekend. You know, I think, wow, I've been here for 7 years, but I'm not asking all of the right questions all of the time. Some of the time, yes, but not all of the time. And I think that for me as well, was with the flow of questions, there's some NLP that's involved there as well. Wouldn't you agree? So who else would like to step out then this morning?
Sorry, Sue, I was on mute. Yeah, I was on mute. I just wanted to confirm that. Yes, absolutely. Use the NLP. It weaves in beautifully with this combination of questions.
Thank you, Maura. That's awesome. I know there were other people there, but if you weren't and you were on the live streaming, please step out because there's a lot of people sitting back saying, what was it really about? Why is there so much hype about Network Marketing Pro, Recruiting Mastery? You know, I don't even know who Eric Worre is, and some of you don't, and that's okay. This is a community call, and I'd love for you to step out and to share what you gleaned from the weekend.
Hey, this is Mark.
Sorry, good morning.
Hey, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. There's somebody else in the background, Mark, that has music on, if they could please mute their line, because we'd really like to hear from you. Maybe not. How about you just talk over it, Mark?
Okay, yeah, I'll do my best. Yeah. One of the big things I got, and along the lines of what you shared from last Monday, is about sharing solutions. It's not about trying to go get somebody. It's not about going to show them, hey, we got this, we got that, we got that. It's about making the connection, actually getting to know the person, finding out what their needs are, and then trying to show them, hey, we have a solution for that. And it's about answering questions. And, you know, they kept going back to the one theme of it's about understanding and education. That was huge for me because it's like it's a shift in your mindset. Talking to somebody, it's truly trying to get to know that person, making the connection with that person, and then finding out, okay, we've got the four pillars. Somewhere within those four pillars, we can obviously help a lot of people because everybody needs at least one of those in their lives. So it's just taking the time to actually get to know the person, make the connection, and find out, okay, where can we help provide them a solution in their life? And given what Mara just shared, with those, that step-by-step, doing that consistently with people, you're going to find out that information if you follow those four very easy steps to do. And it's, or the five steps, it's very simple. And if we just learn to do that better within ourselves and with our teams, everybody's doing a very similar, the same thing, the duplication occurs, and we're going to see some great results from that.
That's awesome. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. One thing that, you know, for those of us that were there and or watched the streaming, one of the, you know, the demonstrations that I took away somebody has just put us on hold and they've got beautiful music in the background. If you could please mute your line, that would be fantastic. Not sure who it is.
Even if the conference them out because that music is, they've got on hold. Put a conference line. On the conference line?
I believe I am. Thank you, Carol.
There you go.
Awesome. Okay, one of the demonstrations that I really appreciated from Eric Worre was that when he took, on a piece of paper, he showed a river, and his drawing wasn't all that fantastic, but that's okay. So if you took a piece of paper out and you just drew two meandering lines parallel to each other, and that represents the river. And in the middle of the river is a rock. So the river is outer directed. That's the kind of person that, you know, focuses on blame and guilt and ego. And that river has to learn how to move around the rock. We are the rocks. The leaders in network marketing are the rocks. We are unshakable in our belief. We are undistractable. We are willing and continue to work on our skills. We are willing to leave our baggage behind. We recognize that we are enough, that we are a work in progress, but we are enough as who we are now, and we continue to build on our skills. And we plant ourselves very firmly because we have the belief in our profession. We have the belief in ourselves. We have the belief in our product. We have the belief in the company, and we have the belief in our compensation plan. And, you know, the rise of the entrepreneur is going to help to solidify the belief in our profession, There's so many people that I, you know, we connect with, you know, early on in their experience. Many people in Isagenix come in for the product experience. We know that. And many people, when they decide to shift, they have the belief 10 out of 10 in the product. They have the belief now in the company because the company developed and formulated the product. They have the belief in the compensation plan because they've seen other people, or they may be like a 7 or above because they've watched other people experience it. They get their ISA news. They read the stories. They, you know, they get their ISA FYI. They read the stories. So they're starting to build the belief in the compensation plan. But often the biggest area is belief in yourself and belief in the profession. So the rise of the entrepreneur is what is going to really help to reinforce that belief, and in turn, it will help to cultivate and build the belief in themselves. And Glenn got to watch the documentary last night for the first time. And I said, this is something to be watched over and over and over again, regardless of how high our level of belief is. It's just so that it becomes part of our DNA by watching it over and over again. So just, you know, on that note, I'd love for somebody to step out if we have a clear line and just share a couple of the nuggets of what you took away from the rise of the entrepreneur.
Susan?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, it's Mary Jo. How are you?
Hi, MJ. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great. I love that documentary. And one of the big pieces that I found in that one was when, I can't remember if it was Eric or if it was one of the interviewees, but when they said that, you know, when you go to university and you come out with a degree and you're looking for, a work in your profession, that they're hiring you because of the tools that you have, you know, garnered during your time at university, and that's where a lot of times the learning stops, where it's kind of that it's totally different in our profession, where you come in, you may not think you have the tools, but we're there to prepare you for it. And I think I showed that documentary to someone young that had just come out of university last year, and it totally changed that person's point of view about, you know, quite discouraged because not being able to find the kind of work that she wanted to find, and that she, I think a lot of times, because there is that mindset, that corporate mindset that many of us have been through, is that, learning never stops. And we want them to realize that, you know, there's so much out there, especially with Isagenix, that is, you know, right at our fingertips that we don't have to pay a nickel for. I mean, like this call. And we're very, very fortunate that learning can continue, because of course, as we all know, and as older adults, we, learning, for people that want to continue a viable life, that you have to continue to be open to learning. So that was really a wonderful thing, in that particular situation. But I think it's a very important point that, we offer something that as a profession that very few professions offer.
Well said, MJ. Thank you for that. Anyone else? This is your forum this morning, guys. It's an open call, and I'd really love to hear from as many of you as possible, and especially those of you that were able to be at the event live or live streaming. Bring your nuggets.
Hey, it's Janet.
Hi there.
I love the weekend, as I've heard many of the other participants speak this morning. I learned so much. It also solidified my belief. I thought I was there, but it took it to a much higher level. I had 3 people with me who had a very I guess their belief in the industry was a little bit on the low side. And after the weekend, it was in a place that I personally could not have done it for them. And there were so many skills that he talked about. And I guess one of the things that that resonated, excuse me, with me was, you know, invite the skill of inviting. Basically, what he was saying, that when you meet somebody, they're more of a doorway versus a destination. So that kind of takes the emotional attachment away from getting that person, so to speak. So that was big. And also practicing these skills with your team. So those were my takeaways.
Janet, that's awesome. I appreciate your feedback and your takeaway because, you know, we all take something different. I mean, I have almost two books full of notes, and I wasn't even in every session. I had to leave early on Sunday and left early on Saturday night. So I'm looking forward to watching the streaming of those particular events. But I still have two books full of notes from, you know, what I took from the event. And, you know, just going from my notes, I think we could do the whole entire week training just from the weekend. But one of the things that, you know, I really wanted to reiterate was when Eric talked about what creates confidence in network marketing. And without confidence, people won't take action. So one of the most dominating fears that we all know and understand, sorry, one of the most dominating emotions that we all know and understand is our fears. And oftentimes we're even in fear of managing our business. But the things that affect confidence the most is our lack of understanding, our lack of skills, our, you know, our preconditioned programming or our former blueprint, you know, the people that had those conversations with us on our self-worth, our money, our success, all of that previous programming, and our skills around presenting, following up, closing, and helping to get people started, as well as our skill around promoting events. So all of those areas, and we're so blessed, as Carolyn spoke this up this morning, to have a culture of training. You know, what other company has, and what other team, not just company, but there's not a lot of other teams that have a call 5 days a week for open, like open training and an open forum for people to be able to regurgitate or to, you know, bring back and say, well, this is what I'm learning, and to really kind of validate what they've learned. So, I mean, we are truly, truly blessed to have, you know, Susan leading us and to have the availability to the training that we have and the applied training that we've got to us. So thank you for that share, Janet. And, you know, if there's any other comments that people would like to step out and share before we close off the call, that'd be awesome. And then, Carolyn, I would love you to step out and let us know what you're going to train on tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if there's anybody else that has a share, I'll wait.
Did we find out what the name of the documentary was?
Pardon me?
The name of the documentary.
It's called Rise of the Entrepreneur.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Kevin, is it posted on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team Success Facebook page?
Not yet, but in process.
They can go to risemovie.com as far as I know.
Awesome. Thank you, Maura. All right. So back to you, Carolyn.
All right. Awesome. Well, tomorrow we're actually going to practice that skill that Maura led off with today because I think, you know, when we throw this out and, you know, our regular cast of characters, we're used to doing this and training it and people who are brand new. So I want to say thank you to my sister for stepping out because she's often someone who sits in the bleachers. So, Jan, way to go. Very proud of you this morning.
Thanks, Carolyn. And I want to tell you, guys, you know, this event, so my sister had three people in her team there. They're B players. They're not A players. And not to be in judgment of anybody because, you know, we accept people who come to the table with their skill level, with their interest, with where they're at, and we want to meet them with where they're at. And these ladies came to this event. They missed celebration, so they came to this event, and one of them had been in the tank. She'd had some issues where, somebody left her team, and then she had some issues where somebody signed up in her team, and within 3 days of signing up, she went to an event, and that woman met somebody else, and then she left her team. And so, you know, imagine a new person. They just get really beaten up by this because they're not prepared for it. And Eric Worre shared that with us. You know, how do we prepare our team? And by coming to this event in 3 days, her image of network marketing is completely changed from one of negativity to understanding that some of the masters on the stage have been through 11 companies before they had success. Then they had success in that company, and then the company closed down. They had to start over again. So it really puts into perspective that sense that what's happening to me is only happening to me, and I'm a victim and I'm alone, and how could this be happening to me? So it really elevates the fact that we're in this together, and are you a victim or a victor? So these ladies have a whole new perspective of a profession that they can be proud of. So tomorrow we're going to role play, and Maura, I'd love for you to come out and partner with me, the follow-up. Because what happened, what came out of the Eric Worre, the exercise that Eric put us into, where, you know, 8,000 people are texting, and, you know, Sue and I, we were sitting beside each other, and Eric would say, okay, if you sent out a text and got a response, if you got one response, like booking an appointment, stand up. So Sue and I were happy to stand up, and then we saw people, you know, okay, so this is where we go into judgment, right? Some people were like, oh, 10 appointments. Well, okay, you know, this for me, texting is new. It's not something that I do. So in 1 hour, I had 20 texts that came out and 3 appointments booked. But what the key thing is, if I hadn't have done it on that Saturday, that's 3 appointments I wouldn't have today. So tomorrow we're going to go through the texting exercise, and we're going to give you the thing that stops people is the next step. So they say, yeah, I texted this person. Now what do I do? Because that's the coaching that I did with my team calls yesterday. We're today, and I'm going to give a challenge out, Sue. May I?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Absolutely. So we're calling it Texting Tuesday. So here's the challenge, guys. Today, your job is... Okay, go through your phone, your phone, and I'll tell you, I only got to D. About 1 hour from A, going through my phone list, I only got to D. So we'll share the results. Oh, okay. Thank you, Kevin. Are we in conference? Send out a bunch of texts. People said to me, well, you know, what do I write? Oh. Something as simple as, hi, I was thinking about you. Just wanted to reach out and say hello and, call me. Hi, I'm working on a project, really excited. What's your schedule this week? Who'd like to throw out some other ideas that you heard at the conference? Sue, Kevin?
Carolyn?
Yep.
It's Sue. One of the things I said is just, you came to my mind, would love to catch up.
There you go. You're on my mind, want to catch up. What's your schedule? And it's getting them, you know, to respond back to you with the time. So your job is just to book an appointment. So what happens is people were like, okay, I booked the appointment. Now what do I say? So we're going to go over that tomorrow. And Zach and Eden Sloban have a great
script on the follow-up. So if any of you have that script or have a script that, you know, what do you say when the person calls back, I'd love for you to post it on the Health Wealth Freedom Team page, and we're going to practice tomorrow. So engage today, you guys, and then, you know, let's see today, and I would love for you to post on the Health Wealth and Freedom Team page how many appointments did you, you know, were you able to book as a result of texting Tuesday? So I'm going to leave it at that. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you, Carolyn. Everyone go out and have a great day and take on Carolyn's challenge of texting Tuesday.
And we'll all right, love it.
And same time, same station tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.